better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger.
Recording is in progress.
Sandra Lickaboo and Douglas Tino. It's been a great week. This is gonna be the best.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to whatever the fuck this podcast is called. It's been a great week. I crushed the league. Beyond crush it. Highest score of the year so far by anybody. Karaz showed some faith in the boy. He showed why I picked him at 3. Oh, cramping my back from hedging. Oh, nah. Okay, we're all good. Oh, back in the 6. Woo! I think I'm 5th. I could be 6. I'll have a look. Let's see what's going on. Tim said he's coming, but I'm low on time, so I decided to start without him. Yes to that message. Okay, so let's get to the ladder. See who's in there because I'm creeping my way up because of my large score. I'm 6th. That's fine. I'm in the 6th. Woo! From bottom to top. Tim's coming last because he's hilariously bad at Supercoach. And then Jimmy's coming second last, who's slightly better than Tim, but still, he's a, how would you put it? He's a rugby league newbie. So it's pretty understandable that being his second year of Supercoach, he's going to make some weird decisions, but his team's going okay. And then Steve, the get fucked, coming second last. Although they're scoring okay, I think. Oh, no, they're scoring the worst of the whole league. I don't know what I'm talking about. So it's back-to-back Steves, 10 and 9. They've got Rooter Steve and other Steve, Warwick Steve. They're 9 and 10, respectively. Coming in 8 is Declan. Declan with his father that we begged for forgiveness on a couple episodes ago. He's coming 8th, which is I imagine he'll probably be fine because he's got both Cleary and Val Holmes, and they're both very good. Mitchell is 7 and I am 6. We are on the same amount of points, but I'm better at scoring actual Supercoach points, so I'm ahead of him. It was a bit rough for Mitch when he was underneath me when we were on the same amount of points, but now there's a reason. So that's good. Poo-licking Sandrel is coming 5th. The Gin Tops, Doug's team, he's lost his first match this week, but he lost Tino, which was his second round pick. I hilariously can see a Tim-Doug cream bowl, which will be pretty tasty. Not actually tasty, like figuratively tasty. Where are we? Yeah. And Durs is coming 3rd. Oh, they're only 1 point between them, though, because they're on the same amount of actual points, 2 wins apiece and 1 loss apiece. But Durs has 2,114 points in total, and Doug has 2,113 points. That's about as close as you can get, unless you're even, I guess. Phil's undefeated, as is Jake, but I'm pretty sure if we look, they're actually playing each other this week. Let's have a look at game day. I don't know if Tim's trying to annoy me, but it's not going to work because I've had too good a week. So let me just check round 4. I'm pretty sure the top dogs are versing each other. Yeah, Jake and Phil. So there'll be an outright top dog 4-0 after this week. Now let's go through who won what this week. Doug got smashed by Phil by 50, which isn't too bad, but
Tino's dead, so which means Doug's season's more or less dead. I scored at a huge 835, and Crush Steve, who scored 600. I'm getting messages from old people from Facebook ads that are like, I'm 90, why are you messaging me? But they must have hit an accidentally message me button. Yeah, I crushed Rooter Steve. Jake destroyed Tim. I think Tim got the lowest score of the round, 600. Let me just have a quick look. Yes, very easily. Actually, well, just went under Steve, but still. So Jake crushed Tim, 775, 600. Sandril beat Mitch, 685 to 611. But 685 is less than 835, so he had to lick a dog poo. And I'll put the video up when I post this podcast on social. Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets on Facebook and Instagram. Do it. Like them and I don't know what else you do. Like them and follow them or share them. Share them. Yeah. And if you want to send anything, hurtfulbanter@gmail.com. We want to get some Hurtful League chat happening because it hasn't happened yet. Like we haven't had outside league chat. I'm in another podcast league with these autistic cunts called like the BDE or something. I thought it was the Big Dick Energy podcast, but apparently it's the Best Draft Experts and they are boring. But I told them I'd sodomize them, but the team name, the NGA, FGT, RTDs was not allowed. All right. Declan fucked, get fucked. He rooted him by 205 points. Huge. He was only 20 points behind me. That means we must have had like three of the top five scores of the year this week. That's pretty solid. Durs beat Jimmy. Actually, really close game. Jimmy scored 790. So in like 70% of games, he probably wins. But he did not. So Durs crushed him. All right, so we've done the ladder. We've done that. Tim's here. Oh, he's joining. Joining. And I've been waiting for his little speaker thing to come up. Welcome. Welcome, mate. We're just reviewing what happened this week. How are you doing? Have you got a small piano? Is that what's happening?
Huh?
You might have to get some volume on it so the microphone picks it up. This might be the gayest song anybody's ever not so worthless, bent so much that I just might break. All consuming, so confusing, the questions that keep me awake. Did they write this about your sister, Casey? Would anyone care? Would anyone cry if I finally stepped onto this ledge tonight?
Okay, we'll leave it there.
Yeah.
But that's how I'm feeling.
Yeah, it's the best worst song ever.
It still makes me tear up every time.
I think it's funny that they definitely didn't write it for the purpose of comedy, but it's such a bad song that it's hard not to laugh.
I think it's supposed to be a comedy, and it perfectly encapsulates my behavior when I'm not doing well.
How's your Supercoach week been, mate?
Can I just say that I didn't really want to be here today.
You can say
I'm
that
going through a pretty hard.
You wait
through a pretty hard. I'm going through a pretty hard time.
Did you lick any poos though?
No, I didn't. But that would probably only make me cooler than I am.
Most things would.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean? What the fuck is that supposed to mean, mate?
We're up to sorry to cut you off. Did you have anything important you were about to say that I cut you off from?
No, I don't think. I was just going to talk about hurting a bit more. And I was going to talk a little bit about what happened to me in my loser league, if I'm even allowed to talk about that on here.
That's a whole, but just share this shit with your loser league, because that's a funny thing to do.
Well, I don't associate with them anymore. I left the group and I blocked Phil, so I can't be contacted.
You can't be heard again.
Yeah, I'm not going back. I'll still come on the podcast every now and then, but really, I think all it's going to be for me the rest of the season is just setting the team, making sure that I don't have to drink urine. But I've signed up for a book club. I'm looking to start
it by 45 years.
Yeah, there's a lot of old ladies in there, so I'm not going to say that. it should be good.
I have a feeling if you have two wins back to back, you'll be back as chirpy as ever.
I don't think so, man. I've kind of turned my life around.
Oh, no.
I realized in
3 days you were getting you turned your life around. Fuck, I wish it was that easy.
Yeah. So, what's new with you, mate? How's your season going?
Best score of anyone in the league this week ever for the year.
Hold on. Best score of anyone this week?
No,
ever?
No, of ever of this season.
Okay.
As in, like,
what was the score?
835.
Has no one broken that?
Nah, Jake was the highest. He had 824.
Oh.
He's still second. Durr's got 819, and someone else got closer. I think maybe Richard. So it was a pretty decent scoring week, unless you didn't have a good scoring week. Just don't want to make you feel bad.
Is that a personal attack?
I pulled myself up on the attack. I wonder who's playing this week. Who are you playing?
Still kind of hurt. Still kind of hurt.
You're against Warwick Steve this week. You have a good chance of getting off your duck egg.
Yeah, you would think that. But if I lose this, that's it for me. That is, like, yeah, I don't. I'm sorry if I'm a bit flattered and not the most engaging today, because I'm I am really hurting. And this week is make or break. But if I do get up, I'm not going to gloat about it or anything. I'm just going to humbly accept it.
I had a feeling you'd have to go back to back, like I said, 4 to 7 minutes ago.
I think that I would need to be in. Well, I don't want to reveal my plans, but I think I would have to get back into the top six.
Okay.
Which could never happen. But if I made it in the six, I would feel justified in, like, I'm not going to do this. But if I was to, the day I made the six is the day I'd ask to come back into the league and just be relentless attacking everyone.
That's pretty good. I'm just trying to see. What's your team then?
This must be so shit to listen to. It feels very flat.
You've got Durs next week, so that's going to be rough on you going back-to-back chances.
Yeah.
Yeah,
look, there's not...
There's a positive out of all of it.
What?
Well, Doug lost Tino for the season, which means most likely it'll be a Tim Doug Creambot, which is the fans' favourite thing to see.
I don't think I'll be in the cream because I have... Some good players.
You have the illustrious Nico Hines. He doesn't look good, mate. Just want to let you know.
Well, you don't look good as a person, but you're doing well.
That's half true.
You have like 9 kids. So you must be doing... Oh. Where did I get 9 from?
Probably special.
That's
fuck.
True.
This is this has to be hard to listen to.
Have you been authorized to talk about that?
Well, I asked him for permission and he didn't answer me, so I'm taking that as yes.
Okay.
He licked poo for a bet before the bet had even started. which makes me think he just really wanted to lick poo.
Did he actually lose?
By a lot, yeah.
So he would have had to lick the poo.
Yeah.
So it's just an alternate alpha dog move then.
I guess. If licking poo is ever an alpha dog move.
It is if you have to do it and you're like, look, I know I'm going to have to do it, so I'm just going to fucking do it. I think he's potentially going to become the biggest dog in the league.
If that's his, like, he didn't have a problem with it. Like, he might have had a bit of a spew, but wouldn't we all? But the fact of he was willing to take that bet and just go at it so hard, I feel like most of our leagues are cowards. Speaking of cowards, I need a box of your pubes to put on my head. Yeah, mate.
I brought it. I literally brought the pubes.
Yeah, and you got too high, mate. We all know what happened.
I didn't get too high. Didn't I was you? There the whole...
You got an appropriate amount of high, you reckon?
I was there the whole weekend, and you're like, ugh, my kids are around. That's not the right time.
I don't think I ever said anything along those lines.
Something like that happened. Because you're all like uppity-duppity. When no one's around, you're like, hey, I'll do anything. But then when someone's around, it's like, oh, that's just not ideal. That's a bit of cloud cover.
Your Welchie voice, it's pretty fun. I think that's like one of your three impersonations you can do. Remember when we tried to do a Kiwi accent in like the first episode and it ended up being Pakistani or something?
Ooh, what's your problem there, bro? Why don't you come and have some of my fish?
Immediately.
Come and have some of my fish and chips there, bro. That's pretty
good. Who's your favorite Kiwi in the league?
I don't particularly like any of them. I guess maybe Dwayne would be.
Does he count? Was he born there?
On the higher end? he's lived there before.
Has he?
I think so.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I don't know much about the guy. That's why I like him.
All right. We need to start getting some bets happening. What's a good bet? Improv. That's your cup of tea. Improv some bets. We'll get them happening in the league.
It's hard to do improv when you're mega depressed.
I feel like most really good improv people are probably mega depressed.
Yeah, but they're taking stuff at the time.
Are you not taking
They're anything? Not just...
Have a sweet.
I don't have any alcohol on me.
And beeped out. I hate that.
This seems like a sad episode.
It does. Not from my end. I'm having a great time. I just crushed the league.
Well, so. I did say that I didn't really want to come on. So.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't really have any bet ideas, man. I'm too broken. I personally wouldn't get involved in any bets because I just have the worst team and I have no future.
I really, really like the bet between, I think it's you and Sandra.
What's that?
I hope it's Sandra. The one where you go into a gym and you're filming and then you have to orchestrate a fight while you're filming like those retarded YouTube videos.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
I actually think that's tremendous.
That's a fun bet.
And you have to post it up and never reveal that it was a joke.
Where do you post it?
Publicly. Everywhere.
Okay.
I'm happy to share it around, mate.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll take the bet. I like the bet, but...
What the fuck is wrong with you? It's such a simple bet, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, like, I get where you're coming from, and I appreciate... You
Thanks.
and where you're coming from, but that isn't really where I'm coming from.
And where are you know? Coming from?
A place of sadness and hurt.
That's fair.
But I do just want to apologize if any of our league members are listening because I have been absent. I feel like I've let a lot of them down because they all, including you, do look up to me. I am basically the league daddy. So I know that my absence would hurt and leave a lot of... Hold on. I know my absence would hurt and leave a lot of them feeling quite lost and confused.
I don't think anybody's said a more false statement before, but I'm happy if that's the way you feel. If you need that to come back from your spiral of fantasy football depression, I understand why you'd want to feel like that.
No, well, that's just the way, like, obviously that's the way everyone kind of carries themselves is I'm sort of the league daddy.
As your son.
What, you're my son, yeah.
In what way?
In the league.
So you want to marry my mother?
No. Okay, so is there anything else?
And Phil and Richard stop giving your mum a hard time? She's a nice lady.
Yeah, pretty rude, mate. Like I dropped the whole thing and they've just carried on, but they're pretty one-dimensional characters. So they have a niche that they've found. They like to go hard down that niche. They don't really have the ability for independent thought. So they've seen how heavily I performed using mum jokes for quite a long time. Then I kind of moved on. Now I'm more into poo corner stuff.
Now you're more a poo corner man.
But they're still on the mum joke train. So that's all right. But especially because of Richard's respect for his father, but not his mother.
That was bizarre, I would say. I'm glad that I asked for forgiveness and it was received.
A lot of things are received by Richard. he's a well-known receiver.
He does like to be sodomized.
He doesn't listen to the podcast, so you can really just go to town.
He definitely does. There's no way a personality type like Richard doesn't listen to it. If there's hurtful shit about him, he pretends he never heard it. That's exactly what he does every single time. But he's living his life, mate. He's got a restaurant. He's got a sweatshop or something. He's a teacher. He's multifaceted.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I wish I had a sweatshop.
I do. You think it was
It's hard to run them in Australia, but I feel like they do exist here.
Well, I think Asians are like our Mexicans for America.
Yeah.
Because they're closer by.
Well, one day when we were removalists, we had to move a bunch of boxes of like sweatpants and there were all these Asians in a room. I feel like... Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't think you were there that day, but like it seemed kind of sweatshoppy.
I've been to a few places that seem a bit sweatshoppy.
But like why wouldn't you if you could? Like if you're getting extra profits, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what's a sweatshop really other than labor that doesn't have value enough to ask for more money?
Yeah, well, if you're not going to work in the sweatshop, where are you going to work? Nowhere. Because you're unskilled and you haven't put in the effort. Okay. What else are we going to talk about?
I'm saying, everything's cruising along smoothly. I just wanted to talk about Sandra licking poo more, but it seems like it's... got beyond us.
Oh.
How do you feel currently your season will end? Like, how far up the ladder do you think you can get realistically with the team you have now? If you want to feel better about yourself, go look at Doug's team and realize Tino's not in it.
Yeah. It's close to as dark as Doug's team, though, just because of the underperformance. I can't really see us making the six at this point. I don't think we're competitive. Like, it sucks when you have to come and make these kind of statements after coming out pretty strong just 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And I independently put your team as number one.
Yeah, it's your fault. You gave me a false sense of hope. You validated my own beliefs. And it's a bad team.
Fuck me.
We have a lot of holes.
Jesus Christ. Hammerfield 1. Who the fuck is Jay Williams?
He's filling in for Nakora for 2 weeks. Oh, so okay, he's fine.
Probably fair there. Angus
Crichton. He's a concern with his minutes.
And Burton in a team that won by 36, scoring 35 is a bit rough.
It's incredibly fucking rough, especially when Drew Hutchins got 65.
Didn't you dropped? Him?
Yeah, I dropped him, and Warwick Steve has grabbed him, so he's gone.
That's I dropped a player this week. I dropped Man,
and he did okay.
He scored 40.
He sucks, man. I'm gonna start just doing like mass drops, mass free agency. I'm probably getting
you like AKP you're really gone. Just getting back to your nature.
Yeah, oh, well, that's what I'm good at.
I've only been successful out of the bin so far.
Do you want Philip Sammy? Because I can't really justify him, even though it's really just because he had Connor Tracy on him and he's good at defense.
Yes. Yeah, I'll give you Berber.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's the best you're going to get, man.
No, I'll take it. I'm fucking taking it. I'm putting it in now.
Put it in. I'll
take is this
it.
Our first? Is this our first official podcast trade?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's...
Sammy is dead. I'm going to regret this, but I'm just doing it.
I mean, the Titans aren't exactly going to have any go forward now that Thingo's gone.
That's
maybe true. That leans into Sammy having to run the ball more. Who knows?
Yeah.
My three good pickups this year have been Terrell May, Stefano, and Lachlan Galvin. And I'm feeling very good about it because everyone was like, oh, you need a throw forward. And I'm like, no, Doug, you don't. Look at this. Terrell May and Stefano.
Yeah, they're a bit better than my. Although Mofo should be good now.
Mofo should up although... his game now. I should have to.
Is Jolliffe still a free agent?
He's
not bad. I might just keep loading up on dog shit Titans players. That's a smart.
Sounds good. I actually think the Titans strategy. Win the spoon and I follow the Titans, so that's very sad. I think...
Well, they're paying like $4.30 at the moment to win the spoon, aren't they?
Holbrook was a much better coach than Des Hasler, I've decided. And they fucked themselves because they were in the eight when they fired Holbrook. And they are not getting in the eight this year.
Has Des Hasler ever won a trophy?
Yeah, he at Manly. When they had the Stuartses.
Oh, they were good guys.
Hmm.
I'm just having a look now at the wooden spoon odds. And the Titans have dropped down a bit. $3.60. That's not too bad, though.
Yeah, well, how they're playing, that's probably overs. They should probably be $1.02. Yeah, get butcher stuff.
What's happening with little Dave Fifita?
He played reserve grade, I'm pretty sure. Let's have a... Because I want to know if Jaden Campbell played that game, so let's have a look. I think they... Who's their feeder team? The Seagulls? Tweed Seagulls,
maybe? I don't know. I don't know, man.
Let's have a look. Q Cup. Where are we? Host Plus Cup, is that the Q Cup?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the right one. Host Plus. And I'm pretty sure they play for the Tweed. Maybe it's the Tweed Magpies.
Oh. They'd probably have a few feeder teams, though, wouldn't they? Isn't that how it works?
So. Yes, but I just want to have a quick look and see who played for them. Because I might. Oh, no, that looks like the bloody other guys. What are they called? That looks like the Broncos. Maybe it's the Seagulls, actually. We should really know this. Oh, yeah, here we go. Jaden Campbell played 41 minutes. And doesn't look like Fifita got a run. But Jaden Campbell's back in.
Beautiful. Do you own that little guy?
I do own that little guy, but I do have a really good 5'8 already, so I don't know what to do with him.
Who's your really good 5'8? Galvin?
Yeah. Averaging 62.
Don't you have a dog shit fullback though?
Catlin Ponga?
Yeah, what'd he score this week?
86.
Oh.
Against Melbourne?
Oh.
Do you remember who I took? Oh, what the fuck's going on there? Do you remember who I took third?
No. I absolutely don't, but do you want me to try and find out?
I think it was Karaz. So I think I reached for him at third.
Didn't he do really well this week?
Yeah, he did. He did. He's averaging 70.
Yeah, that's not too bad. But you could have had Hammer instead.
Yeah. Go on.
Hammer was available. You'd think that Hammer would be a better... Oh, well, it would just be smarter, I think. But maybe I shouldn't be giving team advice.
Yeah, it's hard to take it on. I just like just my CTWs other than Burbo, who you're going to get. Did you put the trade in?
Yeah, I did, but I decided I don't want it anymore. Oh, okay. So don't click accept, please.
I'm definitely going to click accept unless you beat me to it.
No, hold on.
It's not offered to me anyway.
It definitely is.
It's not in there.
It's 100% in there.
Bill offered me Hosking for him. I don't know if I should take that.
For bench or border, bitch.
Yeah. And then I said, can I have Brimo? And he said, no. But I think I like Hosking, but Ricky's a bit of a fuckhead, so...
He's still doing all right, though.
Yeah. Leave that trade in and I'll think about it.
Sammy averaged 58 last year.
Yeah, I had him last year. It did not help me. I was so sure that bloody Fifita was back this week, but I guess not. Because Seagulls...
And I revoked the offer.
Oh, that's a bit rough.
Well, yes, I just decided I didn't really want it anymore. Do you have anything else to talk about or?
Yeah. What are your moves for this week? Who are you wavering?
I haven't really thought about it because I've just kind of been feeling a bit too dark. But I might let Bailey Simonson go because he's upsetting me.
Well, I'm going to just go into who's in the waiver wire and then we'll pick who we think is worth getting out of the bin and then we'll call it a day because this podcast has been low energy, but you did give a fair warning of that though. I just wanted to come in here and say how good I went because I was pretty happy with myself.
I feel like it won't be last week where we thought it was shit and then it was like not too bad. I think this one will actually be terrible.
Well, we haven't made anything. And the intelligence quota at the end definitely saved the whole podcast. That's all anyone talked about.
Yeah. And if you just keep saying how shit an episode's going to be on the actual episode, usually that's not a good sign.
I'm pretty sure we were doing that last week though. Under waiver.
I think we only trashed it after. I don't know, though. Maybe
I actually think Blake Taft's not a bad pickup for people that need a halfback. I mean, a fullback.
I have one of the best fullbacks in the league, so I don't really need that. Realistically, I don't really need anything.
Do you have Buller?
Yeah, I have a Buller, who's really good.
Sandon.
I see my team to turn things up around.
By someone.
Yeah, I might take Sandon. Because my halfback's not really performing.
Who's your halfback?
Nico Hines. The worst halfback in the league.
I feel like Inari Tuvala could be a pickup for the next few weeks when Mazu's out.
I grabbed Inari Tuvala in my wiener league and it stopped me losing to the worst guy who dropped.
Did you win in your loser league?
Yeah, I lost to the guy who was dropping Reynolds and JMK. I just beat him by 30 points thanks to Inari. If Inari didn't go complete bonkers, I would have been in trouble.
There's probably, if you've got room to hold anyone, Heal and Lukey might not be a bad stash for a couple of weeks.
I don't really like him.
No, me either. That's why I dropped him.
In my loser league, I'm sure you might know, but you might not know. Last week, I traded Pappy for Tino. And I also own Reece Walsh. So I had...
The Supercoach gods are smiting you so hard.
Yeah, very against me for some reason. So, and I also have Sam Walker. So, Walsh, Tino, and Walker all getting Aiden. And Tino's Aiden forever after I traded him to this mouthy little Indian guy
Bill.
For Pappy. Nah, there's another, there's like a bonus Indian in that league.
Hectic. Does he do all the league's finances?
He runs a 7-Eleven.
Literally?
So, yeah.
That's
like actually
tremendous. I bet there's money in 7-Elevens.
There would be a shitload, man. They charge you like $9 for a microwave
hot dog. For a piece of toast.
I asked him if because his name's Amit, so I asked him if he likes to eat, if meat. He only eats vegetables or if he's allowed to eat a meat, and it got no response. it did terribly.
But oh, sorry to interrupt. You should definitely pick up Tristan Saylor in your other league.
Yeah, I know, but they've got fucking somehow I'm still top of the ladder and it's reverse.
Oh, so, rough.
Waiver.
So reverse waiver is such a gay little cuckboy way to do things.
It's so shit. It's unbearable.
Because it's like the better it's you do, the worse situation you get put in.
Yeah. It was actually dumb of me to try and win. I should have just gone a bit lower. But if I don't take this win, I might not get many more. So I had to try and take it. And
how
just
long
hope.
Is old smush face out for?
It'll probably be 6 weeks. I don't know. I don't know if they have an official time frame.
I like how they're like, there's no fracture. And then just looking at his face, you're like, no, that guy's face is actually fucked. Like, immediately.
Yeah, he had a bad time.
And I feel like it's fair that May didn't get anything because it was clearly just a happenstance type issue. It wasn't a real thing. Like, he didn't intentionally shoulder charge him in the face or anything. Just a head clash.
No, and he kind of has a big head, Walsh. So yeah. That's, like, going to happen if you have a head that size.
That's true. All right. Well, I think we've got 10 minutes. Let's judge everybody's teams and then put them in an order of where we feel like they are now. As in, we're going to give them A to D. All right, this is Doug's team. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Rapana, Tohu Harris, Lindsay Collins, Jack Whiten, Tino, Zach Lomax, Tuolagi, Isaiah Papali'i, Braden Trindle, Dylan Brown, Lussick, Dylan Lucas, Nickel Klockstad, Adam Elliott, Joe Saifidi. What would you rate that?
Probably a C.
A C? I feel like you're being very generous in your new situation. All right, field teams, Carrigan, Taruva, Tedesco, Manu, Walker, Havili, Kikau, Brimson, Dearden, Lolo, Wilton, Penasini, Thompson, Hosking, Blaw, Best, JMCat.
Probably a B.
Yeah, I'd say a B. Okay. All right. My team. Mitch Kenny, Tomoko, Kulmatangi, May, Karaz, Firma, Galvin, Otakamanu, Talakai, DCE, Lane, Trebojevic, Ponga, Duncan, Tracy, Campbell, Little.
Probably a D.
And your real answer would be? You're going to give that lower than Doug.
I think you got pretty lucky there, to be honest.
What do you mean?
With your scores for that week. I don't think your scores this week are going to be consistent. Because you're begging, I'll give you a C+.
Nah, I'll just take the D. That's fine. You little shit.
Well, no, you begged for it. Nah. You begged for it. So I've given you a C+.
Ezra Man actually got 54 this week, by the way. This is Steve. Ezra, Liam Martin, Taylor May, Damian Cook, Latrell Mitchell, Cotter, Sully, Ravalawa, Ramian, Moses, Gerbo, Regan Campbell-Gillard, Cartwright, Sewell Wong, Sam Berrills, Jason Saab, Munster.
That's terrible. Maybe a D minus. A plus. That's really bad. Yeah. I might have gone a bit too high on some of the other teams. I haven't given myself enough room. So I'll have to go down to the E's because that's a very bad team.
All right, this is Jake. Targo.
My arch nemesis.
Willison, Johnson, Murray, Smith, King, Flanagan, McInnes, Olakua, Tukula, Gagai, Pappenhausen, Madden, Sloan, Chan, and Flegler.
Maybe a B plus. It's quite a good team.
I think the best compared, so far, you reckon?
I think compared to other teams, yeah, it's a really good team.
All right, your team. Tuopiki, Burton, Fotowaka, Khan Pereira, Phil Sam, Blake Laurie, Buller, Hines, Williams, Katoa, Madison, Grant, Katoa, Crichton, Simonson, Josh King, Hammer.
Hell, mate. Maybe a G, the G minus.
Sounds, yeah, G minus. All right. We're halfway. How many minutes we got? Five, that's fine. All right. Sandrill has Sorensen, Barnett, Smithies, Kelly, Drinkwater, Hunt, Coruscant, Twoll, Garrick, Hopgood, Croker, Pezzett, Remus Smith, Sualee, Laybutt, Kerr, Nicarima. It's not awful, actually.
Nah. And
because of me, to be fair.
Yeah, some of those players are performing incredibly well. It would have to be C, maybe C plus.
C plus? Still not as good as Phil. Okay.
No, Mitchell, I think Phil's team's better than that.
Mitchell has Cobo.
Do you disagree?
No, Phil's team's fine. Smith, Walsh, AFB, Fogarty, Strange, Tupanua, Crichton, as in Stephen Crichton. Robson, Nenai, Bird, Coates, Dave Fafita, James Fisher-Harris, Sewer, and Nichols.
I don't really like that team.
Me either.
I guess a D. I'm not keeping track of where I put other teams, though, it might not really be fair.
Fine, because it's funnier if I just put them together at the end and you realize the things you did. Warwick Steve has... Edwards, Arthurs, Garner, Preston, Hutchison, Curran, Wilson. God, he's got some dogs. Neem, Eisenhuth, Kyle Felt, Luke Brooks, Paseka, Offengowie, Denny Levi, Wade Egan, Britton Nakora, Jerome Hughes. Oh, okay, so he's had a heap of people out this week.
F.
Okay. Here's F. Dicklin has Cleary, Ford, Metcalf, Tapine, Papali'i, Capewell, Johnston, Tupou, Holmes, Finowaki, Brayley, Will Kennedy, Frizzell, Luai, Lumuelu, Aitken, and Azarko.
Not bad.
It's okay, yeah.
Go B minus.
Yeah. Where are we up to? Oh, last one. Jimmy. I think Jimmy's team's actually okay. I can't remember. DWZ, Young, Radley, Butcher, Totola, Randall, Townsend, Mulatalo, Junior Paulo, Gutherson, Meany, Gamble, Crossland, Marzu, Reynolds, Horsburgh, Isaiah Katoa.
C minus.
And Durs is Toto, Staggs, RTS, Hudson Young, Savage, Cody Walker, Mahoney, DeBellin, Lucy Leilua, Johnny Bateman, Aiden Caesar, Tom Trebojevic, Jack Cogger, Haas, Plath, Averillo, Herbie Farnworth. I actually really like Durs' team.
B minus.
Okay, let me just figure out these scores. How long have we got? 2 minutes. And things everywhere. All right, someone got an F. That was Tim was 12. Tim, 11 was Steve. Is there a D minus? No, it's Mitch. I'm going to put me here. 9, Mitch. Oh, wait. The other Steve's in 10. Rooting Steve's at 10. Blah, 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 blah. DD, C minus. C minus Jim and... Oh, no, Jim? It was Doug. The plus for Sandrill. A B minus for Richard. And Durs. Fuck, I must have missed someone here. Richard and... Is Richard P minus... Oh, Doug's a C. He's under you. Sandrill. Let's see.
Dickie just sent me a picture using the face swap technology that only he really knows how to use, saying that someone posted this, not funny. And then it's a picture of, I think, the guy that got disabled in the NRL in a wheelchair, and it's got my face on it. And then they've edited the text to say, I'm probably in the best spot I've ever been in. Mentally, I am disabled and calm. I got raped and violated because it was enjoyable. Vote yes for sodomy.
That's that Alex McKinnon fella, isn't it?
I believe so, but it's got my... All right, 12,
Tim, 11 and 10, Steve. 9, me. 8, Mitch. 7, Jim. 6, Doug. 5, Sandrill. 4, Richard. 3, Durs. 2, Phil. Jake has the best team in the league, as per Tim.
Just finger yourself in front of me.
Jesus, Simon!
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd lie my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end? If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he gonna knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bumder!